It has been a long day working from home, so many phone calls, messages, emails. The dog somehow managed to flip his food bowl and spread kibble all over the kitchen floor. The washing machine seems to have stopped working, and I have no idea why. I look at the clock, and it's just after 4. Just one more hour until I start getting ready. Not long after that, you'll be home. I hit send on the last email, sweep the kitchen, schedule a repairman for tomorrow. And now it is time for me to get ready. I look in the mirror and sigh. I can see the weight of the day on my face. I brush my hair and start to put on my makeup, because soon you'll be home. Eyeliner, mascara, a bit of blush to brighten my cheeks, red lipstick. The day starts to fade away. Work is becoming a memory. A bit of perfume, your favorite. I tie a red ribbon around my throat like a choker and tie it off in a long flowing bow. I smile softly as I look at myself in the mirror. A bit of lip liner, and my mouth starts to look how I want it to. Full, wet, inviting. On the bed, I've set out my outfit for the evening. A black bustier, garters and seam stockings, black lacy panties, heels. As I wrap the bustier around me, I inhale, securing it. It presses into me, squeezing me, holding me. It presses against the underside of my breasts, raising them up, offering them up. I close my eyes and run my hands over them, imagining they're your hands, touching, fondling, caressing. Soon, you'll be home. I take my time sliding the stockings up my legs, running my hands over them. I look in the mirror, making sure the seams are straight before attaching the garters. I'm starting to feel it more and more now. Thinking about you, what you're going to do to me, what I'm going to become for you tonight. Soon, you'll be home. I slip on my heels. They're tight, a little uncomfortable. But when I look in the mirror and see what they do to my legs, I feel a deep tingle inside. I'm doing it for you. And that feels good. Won't be long now. I enjoy the sound of my heels clicking on the hardwood floor as I enter the living room. I set my pillow down in the center of the room and mix your drink. I lower the lights and put on the music, the playlist you made for us. I close my eyes for a moment and banish the last thoughts of the day. It's night now, and soon you'll be home. I kneel on my pillow and wait. I know it won't be long, and it isn't. I hear your keys in the door, and as it opens, I slowly inhale, lowering my head. Tonight, like every night, I'm yours. I don't look up, but I can hear you putting your briefcase down while you remove your coat and then your tie. I feel you now, your presence, and as your feet come into view, I tremble a bit. I look up at you from my knees as you stand silently. My eyes meet yours as your strong hand cups my face, squeezing my cheeks and forcing my lips into a pout. My eyes widen, looking up at you with desire and arousal. I feel myself getting wet at your touch. My heart's racing now, stomach filling with the butterflies only you can give me. Your fingers reach down and touch the ribbon around my neck. You untie it, slowly, like you're carefully unwrapping a present. I feel you slide the ribbon across my throat and I inhale sharply. My body comes alive for you. I close my eyes as you step around behind me and draw my arms back. You wrap the ribbon around my wrists, binding them. Your touch is gentle, and the ribbon feels so good on my hands. I hold them there for you, letting you tie me. It isn't tight, but it feels secure. And as you tie it, I feel safe. But I also feel captured, possessed, owned. When you step in front of me again, you break the silence with a question. "What are you?" you ask me. I swallow and whisper, "Your slut, sir." You slide your belt off and unbutton your pants. Slowly slide the zipper down and pull your underwear down, exposing your cock. Your beautiful, gorgeous cock. It's starting to get hard. I see it swell a bit. "Show me," you say, pressing your hand to the back of my head. I lean forward, planting small kisses on your cock. Gentle at first, my red painted lips pressing against your cock. Soon, I feel my hunger grow, and my kisses grow more passionate. I'm moaning as I kiss, and I feel your cock getting harder for me each time I press my lips against it. I press my cheek against you, sliding your cock across my face, nuzzling it before I open my mouth and let it slip inside me. My lips wrap around you and you slide into my mouth. I suck gently, letting my tongue tickle and tease you. I can feel you throb. I press harder and you go deeper into my mouth, filling me completely. Your hand presses and I gag a little. You release the pressure and I pull back just a bit before I feel you take me again. Your cock hits the back of my throat and I choke on it. "Suck my cock," you say almost breathlessly. "Show me what a little whore you are. My little whore. My little cocksucker." Your words send me deeper. I want to please you. I need to please you. Your words echo in my mind and I start to become exactly what you tell me to be. I suck your cock. I worship it. I hunger for it. I am your cock-sucking whore, and you are my everything. When your cock's in my mouth, I feel cared for, needed, loved, used. I am your cock-sucking whore and nothing else. You're throbbing now, and I can feel you pulsating. My eyes are watering as you choke me with your cock, and I'm so turned on by it. I tug at my bound wrists, wanting to touch myself, prepare myself. You reach down, and with a small tug, you release the bow on the ribbon around my wrists, freeing me. I reach down and slide my fingers inside my cunt, your hand now grabbing my hair and fucking my face harder and harder as I rub my clit and finger myself for you. I'm getting wetter and wetter, preparing myself for you. I feel you pull your cock from my mouth and you grab me, forcing me to the floor, face down, ass up. Your fingers spread my pussy lips and I feel you grab my arm and twist it behind my back, holding it there firmly. My face is pressed against the floor and I'm squirming, bucking my hips, trying to press back into you. "Say it," you command. And I do as I'm told. I know what you want. "Please, please, God, please fuck me. Fuck your little whore," I plead, desperate for your cock inside me. "Beg me and tell me what you are," you continue, holding me down. I spread my legs wider, wanting you inside me so desperately. My voice cracks and I'm no longer thinking, just feeling. "Please, please fuck your little slut. I'm your slut. I'm your whore. I'm your wet cunt. I need you inside me," I beg. And when I feel your cock slip inside me, I arch my back, wanting to swallow you in my wet, greedy cunt. I fuck you as hard as I can, and you slam into me harder and harder, over and over, filling me, stretching me, using me. You cry out and I feel your whole body stiffen, pumping your hot cum deep inside me. And as you do, I'm your slut, your whore, your greedy cocksucker, your fuck doll. You roll me onto my back and slide your cock out of me. Clean it, you direct, as you place your cock in front of my face. I catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror. My mascara's running and my lipstick is smeared across my face. I look a mess. Used. Thoroughly used. I reach up and hold your cock, guiding it into my mouth, sucking it gently. I know how sensitive it is. I taste your cum. I taste my wetness. I lick and I worship. Once you're clean, you guide me to the couch where your drink is waiting for you. As you sip it, I curl into your arms. I can feel your cum inside me. It's leaking out of me a bit, but it feels so good. A reminder. You run your hands through my hair and sip your drink some more, saying nothing. For now, being in your arms is enough. I draw my knees up to my chest and hug them, and let myself slip away into the feeling of just being yours. Yours. When I feel your cock in my hand and in my mouth and in my pussy, yours. When you take me and make me into your little slut, your filthy cock-sucking whore, your little doll. And when you do, I know, finally, that you're home.